Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Psst, look up. Right now, the sky is full of tiny tap lights. Who do you think turned them on?
Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Ready to stomp on in?
Maggie, look! The sky is full of sparkles. Who made the stars?
That's a sparkling question, London. Let's tiptoe out and listen. Careful now. Tiny feet only.
Shh. Feel the grass? It's cool and a little tickly, like velvet for dino toes. I can hear crickets. They sound like tiny drums.
The stars look like sprinkles on a giant cake, or like someone shook a jar of glitter over the sky.
Maybe they're from a dinosaur party, or tiny night fireflies who forgot to go home.
Sprinkles and fireflies? We love those ideas. But some nights, I wonder, if the stars are so far away, can they really care about little dinos like us?
Yes, if they're so far, how can they help me feel safe?
Good question. Let's tell a quiet story about the very first nights.
Before rivers or flowers, before trees or dinos, there was a first bit of light. Someone gently laid out lights across the dark, one by one.
Ooh, like someone placing night lamps just for us.
Yes, little lamps that twinkle so the night feels friendly. They helped travelers find their way and gave the dark a gentle shine.
Picture the very first night, quiet as a blanket, and then, pop, dots of light appear, like someone switching on tiny lamps across the sky. Ah, that makes me feel warm, like a pebble in my pocket. Can stars be like that?
Maybe not pebbles you can hold, but their sparkle can remind us someone cares for the whole wide world, big things and small things too.
Look, the dinos start pointing out shapes. That one up there could be a long-necked dino chasing a moonbeam. That tiny cluster, a bowl full of giggles.
I see Topsy dancing. No, wait, that's just a star doing a wiggle.
Sometimes when we notice the order of things, the stars, moon, and quiet crickets, our hearts say, I'm not alone. Order can feel like a friendly map.
London scratches her chin and thinks of being a tiny star for someone else. She takes a small, smooth pebble out of her pocket, warm from the day, and holds it tight.
What if being a star doesn't mean shining up high? What if it means being kind down here?
Exactly. Little kindnesses, sharing a pebble, helping pick up leaves, saying, I'm sorry. Those are like bits of light that make the den feel warm.
Let's try a tiny game. Everyone say one small kind thing you did today. Quick, no long stories, just one sparkle.
I helped tidy a nest of leaves.
Tank shared his warm pebble with Rexy earlier, and Rexy said thank you with a big, goofy grin.
I helped carry a tiny leaf to Mama. It felt like tucking a baby star in, whispering.
All those small things, they glow inside the den like a stripe of starlight. See how the big sky and little kindnesses fit together?
When we notice care in the world, it helps our hearts feel safe. You belong to that big, kind story.
Before we tuck in, here's a tiny question you can ask someone at home. What small light did you share today? Try saying it with a smile.
Have you ever looked up and wondered who made the stars? Maybe you can ask someone at home and listen together. What little thing can you try tomorrow to be a star for someone?
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. If you liked tonight's starry stroll, stomp that subscribe button so you don't miss the next cozy adventure. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!